In the name of Allah, may peace and salutations be upon our Prophet and upon his family and followers. To proceed, Hadith number 8, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, I have been ordered to fight against the people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship and truth except Allah, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the Messenger of Allah, and until they establish the prayer and they give the zakah, the charity. And if they do that, then they will have gained protection from me for their lives and property, unless they commit actions that are punishable in al-Islam, and their reckoning will be with Allah. And this is reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And in this hadith, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says, I have been ordered. And the one who orders him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the one who gives orders and prohibitions to fight the people until they bear witness. This hadith is a general hadith that is made specific, and it's to be understood in light of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 29, fight against those who believe not in Allah, nor in the last day, nor forbid that which has been forbidden by Allah and his messenger, and those who acknowledge not the religion of truth, i.e. Islam, among the people of the scripture, until they pay the jizya, which is a type of tax, with willing submission and feel themselves subdued, i.e. small. And also the sunnah explains that the people should be fought against until they accept al-Islam or they pay this tax. But it's important to say, as Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he brings this ayah of the Quran, he brings this verse of the Quran to explain it, this hadith and none of the hadith that we study are to be understood in isolation, i.e. by themselves. We understand all the hadith and together they bring a full picture of al-Islam. So we cannot say that someone who reads this hadith, it's okay for me to go and fight. I can go and fight someone till they become Muslim. No, this isn't from the rulings of this hadith, and for this reason the scholars do not say that it's from one of the benefits of this hadith. However, one of the benefits of the hadith is that those who do not give the zakah, those who do not pay the charity, then it is permissible to fight against them, as happened at the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, may Allah be pleased with him, when some of the Arab tribes, the Muslims, they said that they would not give zakah, the charity, and he fought against them. Also, it gives us the point of benefit that Islam, it is concerned with what a person outwardly does. And as for what they inwardly do, then we leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the statement of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and if they do that, they will have gained protection from me for their lives and property, unless they commit acts that are punishable in al-Islam, and their reckoning is with Allah. And in this hadith, it also shows us and it affirms that there will be a reckoning, i.e. that a person will be taken to account for their actions. If they are good, then they'll be rewarded with goodness, and if they're evil, they'll be rewarded with evil, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what means, and whosoever does an atom's weight or a small amount of good, they will see it, and whoever does a small amount of evil, they will see it, and Allah knows best, and peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, and upon his family and followers.